Blog Talk Radio.
It's 9 p.m. and you know what that means. It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady. If this is your first time listening, you're in for a sexual, freaky good time. This show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. Tonight's topic is Valentine's Day romance. And if time permits, I'll be answering your questions, and we'll be talking about this topic in the Ask Miss V segment. This happened if we have time after the interview with our guest tonight. But remember, you can send all your questions to askmsv@thetoylady.com. That's askmsv@thetoylady.com. And also, for those of you who haven't been listening or have missed out since the beginning of the year, tune in every Thursday to the Ask Miss V show. That's a full hour of me answering your questions about any and everything from sex, romance, to the weather, to politics, to toys, to the adult industry. You ask, I'll answer. This is the one spot that is all about you, the listeners, and not about anything else. There are no guests, no interviews, just me answering your questions live on the air for an hour from 8:30 to 9:30 every Thursday. Oh, my God. Tonight, I have the handsome Motor Monster calling in, and I'm going to chat it up with him. But y'all know I'm going to take him to the V-spot. Now, if y'all have never, ever seen Moa action, y'all need to, because I noticed that there are people, I noticed that some people sent me some tweets telling me to ask some questions, so I'm going to be addressing some of those questions they asked me to ask about. But remember, if you want to, but before I talk to Mo, we'll be getting into tonight's topic about Valentine's Day romance. You know, this Friday is Valentine's Day, so even on the Ask Miss V show, that's what we're going to be talking about, romance. And actually, I'll be following up from last week's suggestions on gifts and what to do and how to be one of the most romantic people you can on this one of the most special days of the year. This is the day that pretty much every person in the country, well, this is one that the country celebrates, and it's not regional. But if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And make sure you like the V's After Dark Pleasure Products Facebook page. And check me out on Google Plus, where I'm still trying to get used to it, but yeah, I am getting back around. Also, as in every week, I'll be taking your questions live on the air. And you can call 646-716-8041. That's right, the number is 646-716-8041. And for all my fans and everybody who's been wishing me well, I thank you. I'm at the very tail end. Now we're just trying to get the stuff out of my chest. 3 weeks going on four with the flu that knocked me out after AVN. But I want to thank each and every one of you for your well wishes and the messages that I received, and I definitely definitely will be, you know, sending that out with everybody. Oh, my God, tonight, Valentine's Day romance, the topic. And anybody who listens to my show on Thursday, I got a very, very nice call from a young man who called, and he was following up on a question that was actually sent in to me by one of my loyal fans from the V's of the Dark show, and I actually answered it on the Ask Ms. V show. And he followed that question up with a question about Valentine's Day. And I figured that this is a good time to, you know, follow up and to elaborate on different things that you could do for Valentine's Day, because a lot of times you always see on TV roses, flowers, candy. But you know what? I never, ever see them talk about what are you going to do for the guy. You know, it's always she'll love this and she'll love that. Every now and then you'll see a commercial where they might be talking about how to please him. But overall, the majority of the commercials are about pleasing her. And I'm not mad at it, but they always hit on the monetary side of it. They really don't hit deep on to that. They really don't hit deep on the other side. You know, it's so busy about candy and roses and, you know, spending the money. But what about showing that person that you really care? So I'm going to, you know, for a Valentine's Day romance, I'm going to give some of my suggestions to you guys. And I want to hear what you guys say, you know, got to say about it. And like I said, I know some people may be calling in or listening and they might be saying, is that Miss V? Yeah, it's me. I haven't left the show. The voice is at the tail end of it. For whatever reason, in the evening, I get more hoarse than I am in the daytime. And I think that's because I've had a chance to rest it and lay down. And normally by the time I do the show, I have gotten, you know, trying to break it up. But definitely suggestions for this special day this week, Valentine's Day. Everybody can't afford big boxes of candy, and some people are actually allergic to some of the stuff in the candy, and roses and diamonds. But you know what everybody can't afford to do? Everybody can't afford a massage. And I know somebody is saying, Ms. V, don't nobody have no money to go out to pay for somebody to get a massage. I'm not talking about that. What I'm saying is that with the internet age and pretty much a lot of households have the internet. If they don't have it, the actual computer, they have their smartphones where they could get to it. And there are YouTube videos that will show you how to give a massage. I'm not talking about, you know, that $100 massage that we go to the spa get. I'm talking about a massage where you have the person, you know, get them a bubble bath. What does that cost? What does it cost to go get some little fake rose petals and put them in there? These are the things that you can do that really have a lot of meaning, but you don't think about it. And for Valentine's Day, it's not always about the roses and the candy and the diamonds. Sometimes it's just about the thought that you said, hey, I really, really do love you. And I'm going to tell you, ladies, don't neglect the man at this time, because everybody says, oh, well, he better get me this and he better get me that. Well, how about, and this is for you guys who are cohabitating or if you have a chance to get away, how about doing a hot bath? I know that at least some of the people I know have humongous bathtubs. And a lot of people now have the jacuzzi bathtubs in their homes. Fill that bad boy up with nice warm water. Get the jets going in the jacuzzi. Put some bubbles in there. Dim the lights, get some candles. I know we all got a dollar store near us, so I'm talking about getting some dollar store candles. Send them around the tub and hopping in that tub with that person and telling them how much you care, how much you appreciate them. For those of you who do spoken word, each spoken word artist takes their own amount of time, but one thing I could say, if someone were to write me a true poem and put that spoken word out there to me and give me some really deep spoken word stuff, and it's truly about me, I'm yours forever. And that goes for men and women, because remember, ladies, hey, we can lay it down when we want to. Also, food. I said this on Thursday, and I'll say it again. The best way to anyone's heart is through their stomach. Even the skinny bitches, the best way to their heart is through their stomach. I have not met anybody who does not like to eat. If they don't like to eat, then they are a damn anorexic fool. And I'm not making fun of anorexics, so before y'all go and say, oh, no, no, she's not, I'm just saying, the majority of the people I know, and majority of people on this earth, considering we need it for nourishment, loves food. A romantic dinner, hey. And it could be something as simple as your very first dinner that you had together, or ice cream sundae. Remember, some people met when they were teenagers. Therefore, an ice cream sundae is nothing. You know, some, those of us who actually went on dates, and yeah, I mean, ain't knock all y'all. When I was growing up, we went on dates. So I remember going on a date and actually sitting at a Dairy Queen. Yes, we have Dairy Queens here that you can sit down at. And having an ice cream sundae. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I can tell you, or the first place that you went to dinner. Now, for those of you who have White Castles in your neck of the country, they're doing dinners at White Castle on Valentine's Day. And some people will say, oh, gross, that's so cheap. Well, guess what? If that's where you met, if that's all you can afford when you started dating, then that's a memorable experience. Just because you may not eat that now doesn't mean that on a day like Friday, it wouldn't have a special meaning for you. Because those are the things we remember. You know, the first dinner isn't always the most romantic. Sometimes it's the most simplest. So I tell you that it's about keeping things simple for those of you who really don't have money to do anything, but let's say you cohabitate, and this is for men and ladies, and I know y'all going to say this, half of them went real deep. You know what I need? You know what you could do? Pull out that sexy lingerie, men. Pull out a sexy pair of boxer or boxer briefs. But ladies, if you know your man don't get home until 9, 10 o'clock at night, and you want to surprise him, and normally he's used to you having the floppy house shoes on and maybe a nightshirt, become a hooker. I know you're going to say hooker. Yes, I said hooker. I told every lady needs to own at least one trench coat. Yeah, I said it. Go buy a trench coat, because there is nothing sexier than a female in a pair of heels and a trench coat and whatever you can imagine up underneath it. As long as I've been on this earth, I can tell you I got a few trench coats. I got it for the spring and I got them for the winter. I got long and I got short. I got even leather ones. You can never go wrong. And if you're a real bad bitch, throw on some boots. I'm talking about them boots to come over your knee. Them motherfuckers are sexy. Do what you normally wouldn't do. Don't make this, oh, every time he see me, I do this. Because then it's nothing special. But put that romance there. Put that element of surprise to say, hey, I love you. You know, and for those of you who are not in love, because, see, Valentine's Day is not just about lovers. It's about relationships. So for those of you who maybe you just started dating, the word love really ain't there. You know, but you like this person a whole lot. Well, I wouldn't suggest a damn trench coat. That's, you know, big step for the person. But I suggest, you know, depending on what city you live in, they have all kind of things that say I like you. And believe it or not, going out to a restaurant or a home-cooked meal is easy. I like you. Make that meal. Ladies, take care of the men. I know I keep repeating it, but take care of the men. And Joseph, I see everything you're saying, sweetie, and I want to say thank you because you know that I've really been, this flu has been taking me down. So, you know, I'm really hoping that in the next week or so, I'm fully 100. I thought I was 100 when I came back on the air a couple of weeks ago. I was wrong, and I've had a few people tell me I should have just taken the whole month off of the show. Can't do that when you got a show to do, you got a show to do. You really can't take that amount of time off. But I'm back, and I'm going to ride it through. As they say, every day I get a little better and a little better. So I want to thank you, Joseph, especially for sending out the well wishes to me. And thank you for wishing me a beautiful Valentine's Day. I still have no plans for Valentine's Day. And I know that, you know, I talk about all this romance and they say, what are your plans? My plans are to stay home and think about what I was doing 23 years ago this coming Friday. And, you know, realizing that for me, Valentine's Day is always special. Because on Valentine's Day, I was still carrying my baby. And she came the day after Valentine's Day. So for those of you who know Teta Beauty or seen her out there or been to Exotica and see her on Saturday, shoot her out that happy birthday because she makes my Valentine's Day special every single year. That's my Valentine's Day gift. The fact that I know that I get to look every February 14th and know that I brought a life into this world. You know, she would have been born on Valentine's Day, but she, being Teta Beauty, that's my baby. She didn't want her birthday and a holiday celebrated at the same time. So she made sure Valentine's Day is one day and her birthday is the next. What are you guys' suggestions for Valentine's Day? What would you suggest? Because I know I can talk, but I got Mortal Monster coming. And Lord, this is one of the people I got a chance to meet in Vegas. All I could say is, damn. And I'm going to be all up in his business because this is a Lucifer brother right here. And he, all I could do is say, damn. You know, some people say, how I get that? All I could say is, damn. Because shit is damn. And this is where I'm going to put it. When I get through talking to him, I'm going to be up in his business. I'm going to know some shit about him that he didn't know I can fucking ask. When I say he didn't know I could ask, he really ain't going to know that I could do it. And this is how I'm saying it. Oh, my God, I apologize. I'm so hoarse. But, hell no, like this question that I was told to ask him, oh, don't think I won't be asking him because I got the question posted in front of me. And all I can say is, are you fucking kidding me? And this question came from somebody who apparently follows Mo. So with that, believe me, I'll be asking him that question. Because definitely, you know, I'm curious. But before we get to Mo, because I could be talking about him. And like I said, I know I got him coming on. I want to know about you guys. You know, what is the deal? You know, what do you guys got planned for Valentine's Day? Give me some romantic tips. Let me know what you got going on. Oh, my God. But you know what? Since I know that I got the sexy ass, sexy as Mo the Monster coming on. And plus, I gotta ask him, how the hell he get his name, Mo the Monster? Seriously, you know, all these other folks have simple names, Prince Joshua, Mr. Marcus. Mo the Monster. You ever wonder how somebody get their name? Because that's a hell of a damn name to have. So, I find out about that. I want to know because, you know, I'm nosy. And I'll tell you this, that with me being nosy, you know that I'm going to ask him, I'm taking him to the V-spot, so y'all know I'm going to have fun. So, with that, wow. I'm multitasking, so I'm going to apologize to you guys. Because y'all know I ain't got no damn good sense. Oh, my God. And I still don't have my mojo back fully. So what I'm going to do, because I don't think it's fair to you guys that y'all hear this raspy voice while I'm trying to get everything in order for Mo calling in. I want to get you guys hyped because I don't feel like I've got you guys hyped. And I think y'all need some really, really hype music. And plus, we got to prepare for Mo. And y'all know that the best way for me to do anything is to give music that I think is appropriate for my guests. So without further ado, I'm going to take you to some straight fucking.
Straight or taking you out on the town to a fancy restaurant. No, oh no. See, I just wanna give you, baby, everything, everything you want. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Straight talking, baby. Whoa. Do you know what I mean?
Interruption.
Just take it all. Take it all off, baby. Oh, oh, baby.
Damn, Tyrese, know the way he end that damn song was just straight up. Make me want to go fuck. Okay, I know y'all said really she went there. Yes, I did. And I can't wait. In a few minutes, I got Mother Monster calling in. Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with him. And y'all don't know, the more I'm getting hyped, the more I'm coming around. I just want to take me a little bit of medicine to try to get me hyper for you guys, get rid of this raspy-ass voice. Because I had some people tell me, and I know they were saying it out of love, but I think they were telling me I was sounding kind of mannish, and not the sexy mannish. They weren't feeling it. So believe me, I'm trying to get this voice back to normal because I know you guys love my voice the way that it normally is and not with the crackling back and forth and the questioning what's going on. But, oh, my God, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy that this weekend is going to be Valentine's Day. You know, I'm happy to say that, you know, right now we're doing the final touches. Announcements. Looks like we will be at Exotica. But for those of you who want to help us go to Exotica, go fund us. Help us go to Exotica by going to our GoFundMe page. You know, because I know everyone say, oh, well, V's After Dark is paying for you to go. V's After Dark thrives on product sales. And, you know, product sales, especially at the beginning of the year, you know, they slump, they go up and down. So I tell everybody, you know, V's After Dark is my sponsor. And I want you guys to show me some love and help send me there, you know, help us get there. I don't normally ask y'all for much, but I am asking y'all to, you know, help us. Nobody's asking anybody to, you know, drop the money that V's After Dark is asking for. But the GoFundMe page is out there, and actually I think it's been being tweeted. I could be wrong on that, but if it hasn't been tweeted, then definitely we'll be making sure that it gets tweeted, because let's see. Yeah, it's been tweeted, so, you know, it's just out there. This is just another way trying to get the word out there that we're trying to get to Exotica. This year we're trying to do Exotica. We're doing Atlantic City and Chicago. Atlantic City, we've been requested. Atlantic City is harder to get there because there is really no airport close by, so we drive. So we make the 12-hour drive to Atlantic City, and that's a rough drive. I ain't going to joke with you. That's a rough drive. So, you know, doing that drive to Atlantic City, and then we get there, hotel. Atlantic City is way more expensive than Chicago. Chicago, we kind of ride it out, and we know what we're doing. And I think we're going to have fun in Chicago also. Chicago, you want to help because we're going to be having fun, and we'll just be doing what we do. But without further ado, I want to welcome my guest tonight, the handsome and the sexy Mota Monster. Hey. Hey, baby, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Shit, I'm chilling. It's been a hell of a week, you know. It's February, Black History Month, so, you know, I'm out here. I'm ready to have a good time on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, baby. We just going to jump into this because, as you hear, I still got that beautiful, sexy voice going. Now I'm at the tail end of this. I think y'all did something to me out in Vegas. I don't normally come back home like this. So, but everybody who don't, yeah, I hear you laughing. But everybody, tell all the listeners about yourself, baby.
For those who don't already know, my name is Motor Monster Johnson. It's a long name, but it definitely fits. You know, basically, I've been in the business now. This is the beginning of my fifth year. I just went out to L.A. last year. It was my first year in L.A. I was able to work for a lot of big companies such as Bang Bros. Also, you guys probably know of, if not, the Dog Fart Network, which is the people that do Black on Blondes. I was also in a feature film for Adam and Eve. A couple of big titles. You know, I did about 78 scenes last year. So I've been kind of everywhere in L.A., and I was fortunate enough to be nominated for XBiz and AVN as Best Male Newcomer for this year.
And, you know, talking about Best Male Newcomer, what was it like to get that nomination? Because, you know, I'm going to keep it real. It's not a lot of chocolate that gets nominated. So what did you think when you got that nomination?
I mean, for me, it was more like a redemption thing, you know, like being in the industry, like coming out of New York. You know, I shot over 300 scenes, actually close to 400 scenes in New York. And, you know, I got no recognition. I think my biggest claim to fame before coming to L.A. was, you know, getting about 15 million views on WorldStar. A lot of stuff that I did was really, like, just real hood, real gutter. So to, like, come out here and to do the mainstream companies and, you know, to work with a lot of IR, which for those who don't know is interracial, you know, basically working with white girls, it was something I kind of, you know, thought I deserved. So, you know, it was definitely for me, it was a shock that I got both. But the fact that AVN actually acknowledged me, that definitely was a little stroke on the ego. You know, it's basically a pat on the back for a lot of, you know, hard work. You know, no pun intended.
Well, you know, I did my research on you. And, you know, folks been tweeting me about you, so you know that I'm going to be jumping into some of that stuff. But part of my research, you're a director. You know, you're not just in front of the camera. You're behind the scenes. What's up with that? And tell me some of the stuff that you done directed and for everybody else.
Well, basically, like I said, coming out of New York, you know, for a lot of people who don't know, there's about 3 to 5 major cities that, you know, is home for porn, people in the industry. So as the list goes, it's normally L.A., Vegas, Miami, Chicago. Then you have a few people that shoot, like, in the Baltimore area, the D.C. area, the whole, DMV area, and then New York. Like, New York is kind of like the last on the list. Even though, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s up to the 90s, a lot of porn was done in New York, it's kind of turned into a more of a L.A. and a Sunshine State kind of thing, mainly because of the locations and the availability to find, you know, talent that's willing to work. So, you know, coming out of New York, I basically did everything on my own. Like, you know, I would find the girls. You know, I didn't start shooting with Bang Bros off the gate. You know, I didn't get my recognition for working with the big companies. I got my recognition for building myself and building my brand from no for nothing. From, you know, just having a couple of girls that, you know, were strippers or whatever, and they would play in front of the camera, and occasionally I would catch them and, you know, different original situations, and was able to be smart enough to be like, you know what, keep that camera rolling and turn it into something. So a lot of the stuff that I did for my own website, you know, I direct myself. Sometimes I have directors on set, even out here in L.A., that have enough, you know, belief in me to be like, listen, Mo, you know, you do your thing. You know, just do what you do. So, you know, for me, directing is something that I like to do because, you know, honestly enough, you know, not to, you know, stroke my own ego, but it's like, you know, how can you tell me how to have sex when you hire me because I know how to have sex and make it look good on camera? You know,
I was
so,
gonna say, because like, everybody don't know how to have sex. Should I know folks who think they... I'm just going to keep it real. I know folks who think they be laying shit down. I haven't had that experience lately. But back in the day when I was still available, because y'all know I make sure I let y'all know I'm not on the market. But when I was still out in the scene dating and stuff, it was some fellas who thought that they knew what the hell they was doing. And I'm actually considering doing an instruction manual on how to please a woman, because... I'm letting you know. And, you know, it ain't happening. So, I understand you saying you stroke your ego, but Mo, it's quite a few folks who don't know how to lay the pipe down. And a whole lot that don't know how to eat pussy. And some that say they'll never go near it. And those are the ones who, fellas, if you're listening, I'm in my 40s. We like our pussies ate. I don't know what the young girls like, but old ones, we like our pussies ate. And guess what? Your resume better include a resume with references so people can attest that you know how to eat a pussy. Okay? If it's not on your resume and I can't get true references, and your references may be good. I did have a chick back, you know what, because I told you it's going to be a conversation. I had a chick back when I was dating. She recommended her ex to me. And she said he could eat. I cussed her and him out. He couldn't eat, and she didn't know what eating was. I called her on the phone, and I said, don't you ever. As a matter of fact, and I'm a college girl, so I know about the Q's and the alphas and all them. This motherfucker gave Q's a bad name. They need to take his Q card away. Seriously, he needs to get his brand off his damn shoulder and, you know, go become a midget or something. Because definitely all the Q's I know, and I know a whole lot of Q's, and every single Q that I know how to eat a pussy. And something, they must not have made him eat none or nothing when he was going crossing over or whatever, because his skills wasn't there. I told you we're going to have a conversation.
Hell yeah. I'm not mad. You see, I'm quiet because, where I'm from the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx, New York. You know, shout out to Uptown. And, you know, I grew up with a lot of West Indian brothers. And those who don't know, West Indians are probably the most homophobic for dudes, you know what I'm saying, in the world. So it's like, you know, even just having two guys in the same room with one girl is taboo. And, like, eating a pussy is a no-no. So, like, my whole life growing up, it was basically like, nah, don't ever eat the pussy, yo. Don't ever eat the pussy, yo. You know, this, that, and the third. And it's like, I'll be honest, it's not even my first year into porn, but, like, my second year into porn was when I first really started, you know, finding enjoyment and eating the box. You know what I'm saying? To the point now where a lot of girls on set is like, damn, like, you know what you're doing with your tongue too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my ego was always big. Like, my dick big, I don't got to eat the pussy. But, you know, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? When you eat that pussy, it takes it to a whole nother level. You know, at this stage in the game now, it's like I'm eating the pussy, I'm eating the ass. I'm trying to turn you out, you know.
Remind me to keep the hell away from you next time I see you. I ain't trying to get no damn trouble. Y'all know I'm a good girl. I went back to my hotel. Y'all went to my hotel.
you ain't supposed to tell me about you being a good girl, because that's the type I like. I like the corrupted girls, you know. to turn them into bad girls. You know what I'm saying? So you shouldn't have told me that. But I'm going to be good because I know you say you're off the market, so I respect that. You know, I definitely respect that.
I have enough boobies, tits, and ass hanging out in public. I think that y'all get enough of a visual when I'm out there. And I talk enough shit. Listen, I earn my reputation and I earn this name. Ask anybody in the industry, they tell you I earn my name very well. Yeah. And for all you motherfuckers who know me from back in the day, shut the hell up.
That's crazy.
But I definitely respect.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, this week is Valentine's Day, and I always have a topic on my shows. And like I said, we have conversations. I told you when we did this that I was going to ask a couple of questions, and I was just going to start bullshitting because I hate interviews. I do. I told y'all. I know y'all said ask more questions. I got some questions, but y'all going to call in for some anyway. But this week is Valentine's Day. And I've been telling people about different things to do because, you know, the commercialized side of it says flowers, roses, diamonds, candy. And then I don't know how they're doing out in Cali right now, but I know, and I'm assuming the entire country, because I used to live in Cali and I never saw anything for about what I'm going to say. But ain't nobody pushing shit for the dudes. Ain't nobody saying, you know, what you doing for old boy. It's always get her flowers, get her chocolates, you know, get her a diamond, you know. Well, I've been telling people, listen, do something for him or do something together. And then don't be sending money. I mean, for all you commercial people, and I know that I'm knocking my own business when I say this because I am the owner of V's After Dark, but you don't necessarily have to go buy a toy either. You know, sometimes money don't buy you happiness, and it damn sure don't buy you love. But what will get you laid was something real nice. And I've been telling people, you know, fix a hot bubble bath. I done told ladies go buy trench coats. What's your suggestions for this Friday?
For ladies, I would say switch it up. You know, I think, like, guys always like something new. You know, sometimes it's just the pursuit, you know, more than the actual capture. And, you know, if a lady is willing to satisfy her man, you know, don't be afraid. Don't hold back, you know. Do a little role-playing. Do a little S&M, you know. Don't do what you would do every other day of the year. You know, do something different that's going to, you know, put a spark back into the relationship. You know, really, Valentine's Day is all about celebrating love. So, you know, change it up. Do something different. Do it. Put something different into your routine. That's my suggestion to the ladies.
Well, what about those who are in the light phase? Let's say we ain't talking about love, because, you know, everybody don't. Some people are, like, brand new. They're not even in the relationship. Some people, you know, this is going to be their first date on Valentine's Day. What you suggest for them? Because everybody ain't giving up the poontang on Valentine's Day. Come on now. You know, I know how dirty I am, and I know I talk about fucking all the time. And we're going to talk about a conversation me and you had also. You know, I'm bringing out your business. But what about the folks who, you know, this day first date, so getting laid may or may not be on everybody's agenda. What about them folks?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about what the ladies could do for the man or what the man could do for the ladies.
Both. But talk about what the ladies can do for the man, because we always hear about, I can tell y'all the guys plenty of things, but I always like to hear a men's perspective. So, but let's say it's a first date. What can the lady do for the man?
I would say just treating. Yeah, just treating. Just taking the dude, you know, the dude or the man that you want to make your dude, you know, out to eat. Or take him out to the movies. You know, do like Usher said, you know, change places. You know, switch it up. So it's not where, you know, he's catering to you for this day, but actually cater to him. You know, if he likes to watch sports or he likes to hang out with his boys, I wouldn't recommend you let him hang out with his boys on Valentine's Day. But, you know, be like one of his boys so, you know, you guys can have that certain bond outside of just a traditional, you know, boo-boo loving, you know?
That's true. You know what? I guess because I'm always one of the boys, I don't ever think about that. You know, ESPN got, I got ESPN 1, 2, and 3 at my damn house, so, you know, shit, I come in the bedroom, I'd be like, they'd be like, what the fuck you watching? Next thing you know, ESPN up, but we like are three-fourths of our house, so sometimes we have an argument, because I like hockey, and, you know, black folk, all black folks don't like hockey, so... They be fighting over the TV sometimes. So I like that, you know. And ladies, y'all listen up. Like I said, I'm getting everybody's perspective, because this is this coming Friday. And, you know, here in Michigan, you know, we got two, what we call Valentine's Day. We got Valentine's Day and we got Sweetest Day in September. So I know Sweetest Day is not all over the country, so that's why Valentine's Day covers the entire country. So for us here, we look at it, Valentine's Day is for the woman, and then they say flip it up and Sweetest Day is for the woman to do for something for the man, even though that's not really the real meaning behind that day. But, you know, you was talking about, like I said, I'm going to get all up in your damn business because, see, we had, you thought this shit slipped by me. We, you know, had our little brief conversation and we was talking about me being sick and you was talking about your damn dick being raw. Seriously? I heard that shit. So well, I'm going back to that damn conversation because now I'm curious. I'm just going to flat out ask what other motherfuckers want to ask. How the hell do you go to work with a, I mean, I understand how dicks get raw, so I'm not being naive, but I do want to know. Ain't no clean way to put this shit. I hear you. I know you're going to be hesitant. You know what? How many fucking scenes did you do with your damn dick raw? Because I know, seriously, that shit had to hurt. Because I know when my damn pussy get ripped, that shit hurts. So I can imagine what a damn raw dick feel like. And then you told me that shit. So like I said, yeah, I'm putting your damn business out there. you told me I could ask what I wanted.
Yeah, true with me, and you know I'm not afraid, you know, to let my life be out there to the fans and the people that's, you know, interested in me. But I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. I went back home for the holidays. My mother wanted me home for the holidays because, like I said, last year was my first year in LA. It was pretty much the longest spent of time that I spent away from home. You know, I've always traveled, but I've come back, you know, within a month or two. But to be gone for 11 months, my mother was like, you know, you got to come home for the holidays. So I went home. I didn't have no sex. I just was seeing the family and, you know, getting to see all my friends that I haven't seen for the year. And, you know, when I went to Vegas, it was just like balls to the wall. Like, I'm going crazy. So, I mean, like, literally, I've beat one of my own personal records. And I actually shot 5 scenes within 4 hours and had 3 pop shots in one day. And then the following day, I had did another 3 scenes in that one day. And then that's when the parties and stuff started going down because, you know, AVN had a whole bunch of parties going on. So not only did I just shoot, you know, 10 scenes during a week, but then I still smashed a couple of girls in the industry, of course, off camera throughout these parties. And I was up and moving around. So, I mean, literally, I was just, you know, using my Johnson like every day, you know, 4 to 5 times a day, back to back to back to back to back to back for a whole week without any break. So, yeah, literally, I fucked the skin off my dick, you know, to make it straight point blank. And, you know, I had to take actually a couple of days off to heal before I came back to L.A. to go back to my regular schedule program.
Yeah, because like I said, me and you was talking, I was like, in my mind, I was like, did he say that? I was like, you know what, you're still delirious. In my mind, I was like, you're still delirious from all this damn medicine you've been taking. You know, because unlike y'all, I didn't get a chance to party the last night at AVN, so I missed all the action on Saturday. You know, I wasn't even answering the phone, so I missed everything. I got phone calls about that, too, because I was supposed to be hanging with a few people. But, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. And then there was a question that was posted on Twitter, and I'm going to ask this because I'm sure you saw it also. But I'm going to ask this one on the air because this one was posted, and... this person And for anybody who says, why am I saying this, I'm putting the person's name out there because it's posted on Twitter. So obviously they wanted everybody to know who they were. But Ray Johnson, and his Twitter is RayPlayJ, told me to ask you, Mo, about Miss Saint Triple X sucking your cock and draining your nutsack.
That scared the fuck out of me.
Now, basically, she was the bomb. I'm not going to lie. She's a contract wicked girl. You know, a lot of people know who she is that follows the industry. And it was basically my first scene with the superstar porn studs in the business, as well as with her, as well as with Wicked. So, like, my first time, I'm the new guy, you know, in the scene, and it was basically an experience. And I totally capitalized on that being a first with everybody in the room, you know. So, yes, her ball skills, ball licking skills, was definitely up to par. I mean, it was no slack within that video as far as me, you know, being 100%. And for those who don't know me, like, I don't talk about myself in the third person, but when I do talk about my Johnson, I do compare it in percentage because, like, I have what you would say like a dog's dick. So my dick doesn't actually have a legitimate size. It varies. It can go from 11 to 13 inches according to the girl and how I'm feeling. And it was like literally like just looking at her, you know, her body, her face, you know, her attitude. I was on all four cylinders that day. So, I mean, it was no problem keeping wood. Even though it was a condom scene, it wasn't a problem, you know, and she definitely went in on all three of us. The other two guys that was in the scene was Prince and John John. Like, so, I mean, like, any of you guys that's into the business knows who those guys are. So, you know, I actually overheard a couple of the directors and producers talking, and, you know, like I said, being my first time working with Wicked, they was like, you know, this guy's name is Motor Monster. That's a big name to fill. You know, and I'm just thinking in my head, like, well, I'm going to show you why. You know, I'm going to show you why they call me the monster. And I'm, like, literally about 15 minutes in the shooting, you know, and we took a little time out real quick. They was like, from now on, we're calling you a monster. You the monster. You the monster. Like, you know, like, it's literally, like, that scene, you know, when it does come out, is going to be very big. It was a very epic scene. The director, Jonathan, even put on Twitter, it's a potential award-winning performance from all of us. So, you know, I hope you guys, when you see it, you know, Ray Johnson, I know you're always on Twitter talking about her and talking about the scene. Definitely, when you see the scene, you will definitely be happy at the, you know, the overall outcome of the three of us kind of going ham on Samantha Saint.
Everybody know that I'm... No. Show me some Prince and I'm acting a fool, even though I try not to watch. I've been trying not to watch. Well, you done met me, so you already know. It's like I'm cool with so many people. It's kind of like, okay, I'm looking. I can't look. I'm looking. I can't look. I'm looking. I can't look. I'm like,
so you gotta have willpower. You gotta have willpower. That's what the people don't understand about this business. It's like, you know, we have the persona of it's just all wow, fucking and freaking and all kind of stuff. But it's honestly, you have to have patience, and you definitely have to have a lot of self control. And you know, once that camera comes on, that's the moment. That's your time to shine. You know, so, you know, you put all that energy and frustration and backed up tension. It's kind of like they say another professor. You just, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it's on, it's on. You know what I'm saying? And when you, you know, when you're not filming, you know, everything is professional, and you know, some of these females is married, some of them have boyfriends, some of them have fiancés, they have children. So, you know, you still have to respect them as a lady and who they are, you know, at the same time that, you know, when you're not in front of that camera, you have to respect who they are as a person. But, you know, when that camera's on and they're in character, you're in character, you know, go balls deep. That's what we say in the industry, go balls deep, you know.
Wow. Like I said, I guess, you know what, and I'm always amazed whenever I talk to somebody from the industry, and I think that it'll never get old to me, even though, you know, certain people I see more than others, you know, like I see Mr. Satisfaction more because he's still out of New York, you know, and I see those people more, and then when I go to Cali, I see Naomi Banks, and then naturally everybody knows Misty Stone. So everybody knows that whenever I'm somewhere and Misty is there. And for those of y'all who want to ask, yes, I finally changed the corset that I wore when I took my picture with Misty. I got some people. Now some people said, and I had to go look. Every time I take a picture with Misty, it's the exact same damn corset. I kid you not. It could be like six, it could be a year apart or 6 years apart. It's the same corset. So, but everybody, I will be posting the picture. It's a brand new, total different pitch, different corset. I made sure that when we took our pictures together, because you know we take 5 or 6 pictures a year together, this picture at ABN, I don't have on the exact same damn corset. But, you know, that tells you how people look at what I be doing, because I have paid attention. That every single damn picture we take, and then everybody, and for those of you, please, I'm going to ask you guys, please don't send me no more questions. I don't do scenes. As crazy as I am, as many titties as y'all see me grab and ass as y'all see me grab, I don't do scenes. It's not beneath me. Y'all know I got much respect for everybody in the industry. I just personally, my old ass ain't getting in front of no camera. I'm not doing it. I'm a bitch in the bedroom, you know, as they say. You know. One day, maybe y'all will see my name behind the camera as a director, but I will not be in front of a camera. Nothing against it. I did my time swinging the pole in the damn clubs, you know. I didn't. So let's get it clear. That's why I said all you motherfuckers who know me, and y'all know my stage name when I was here, you know, doing that. No, bitch ain't going back on a pole. I love my pole money when I was getting it, but pole money helped me buy a house and put children through college, okay?
That's right. So,
like he said, respect people because we got lives outside of this. That's why I tell y'all, y'all will never know who the hell I am in the D because y'all don't see all of me. Y'all see a different side. But I got a caller who's got a question for you. You ready to take some questions?
Let's do it.
Hey, you're on the air with Miss B and Motor Monster. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you guys doing this evening?
All right.
I just wanted to call and say what's up to Mo. This is Jay Magno from Miami. You know, we hung out at
Sarah
Day's
trip. How you been, man?
Good, man. How you been? It's been too long. I've been all over the place.
Bro, I've been trying to make my way down to Miami, but L.A. is starting to get a hold on me. You know,
I see
LA's
you, I see you
to
did
get
that
like
gang
New York.
Last week. I was a little jealous, not going to lie.
Which one?
The, what she had on the Confederate flag shirt.
Oh, Natia Valentina. Oh, yeah, she was a problem. Let me tell you something, bro. When that scene drops, we're going to change the game on these gangbangs. I mean, I don't want to drop all the secrets because I'm telling you, it probably had to have been in my top 5 best scenes of all time. And, you know,
really?
I have almost 500 scenes. Believe me when I tell you, bro. I mean, she tried to flip it on us, and, you know, it was 11 guys.
Y'all was like, nah.
And she tried to turn it to, like, she was going to gangbang all of us individually. Like, she got that crazy. And, I mean, like, literally, I being in LA, I've kind of been like, you know, trying to have a dual role and dual characters and doing the whole Mo Johnson versus Mo the Monster, you know, because, you know, they say, you know, Mo the Monster's kind of too aggressive of a name for out here. But, like, literally, I started the scene as Mo Johnson, and I ended up turning into the monster.
Right.
And she brought the old New York style of fucking back out of me. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm going to leave it like that.
Are you coming to Exotica Fort Lauderdale this year?
I'm going to try to make my way around. I know last year, you know, I had a lot of stuff on my schedule, and I was going through some things, so I wasn't able to really, like, travel. I think the only Exotica I made it to was the one in Atlantic City. I didn't even get to go to, you know, the one I always go to in Edison, New Jersey. And I know a lot of fans and a lot of my friends from New York was upset that I didn't show up. But definitely this year, I'm going to try to make it out there to Chicago. I'm going to try to also make it out there to Miami and both of the ones in New York. You know, definitely I want to be out of all the Exoticas this year.
Then you got to come out my booth.
you got the Twitter. Keep in touch. I'm probably going to shout you out right now. I'm actually out on my way to work. I'm waiting on my computer to finish updating. So
definitely. Tell Papi Chulo, man, holler at me, man.
You know what, Mo? I'll give him a call for you. I got his number. I'll let him know to holler at you.
Okay. Right,
so
okay.
Thank you for having me on the show. Good talking to you here, Mo. And have a good night, guys.
Thank you. For
take care,
in.
Bro.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't do Florida. Florida don't like. I don't like Florida. But you know what? I'm not going to. Let me rephrase that. That was the wrong thing. Because I hear everybody say, really, you don't like Florida? It's not that I don't like Florida. But because when I travel with products. So that means it's a long drive. Because shipping is expensive when you're talking about sending a whole store to a location. And for those of you guys who know about the Exoticas, we have to ship our stuff there. We either have to ship it or we have to drive it. So since I'm CEO, secretary, bookkeeper, travel agent, and everything else for V's After Dark, that's a whole damn store. So we normally drive because I also have to pay for my staff to go. Or I got to pay for staff that's there. So hotel accommodations are sometimes 2 and 3 rooms. So when you're talking about dropping that money and people trying to price shop or be cheap or tight with their stuff and asking for deals, I'm just going to put this out there because I'm going to keep it real because I'm a businesswoman. I understand that when y'all come to Exotica, y'all want to get the best deal you can. Let me get some stuff clear to you. Do not ever think that anybody at Exotica is going to drop their stuff down to 5 cents or be giving it away. Because we can always sell it someplace else. What I will tell you is that don't try to run game on us because we're all business owners. But please, for those of you who come, understand that when you see a business, at least I can tell you for the black-owned businesses, we do not compete with each other. And I'm so tired of hearing saying that we can compete. If you've listened to my show, you know the toy closet has been on my show. You guys know I talk about Twisted Cherry. I don't even know if it's a fourth black company there. I know it's us three, and we don't compete with each other. There's enough money for us. So please, for when y'all say, oh, it's them black companies that compete, we're not competing. We are not competing. We have each other's phone numbers. What's hot for them may not be hot for me. What's hot for me may not be hot for them. So I'm going to ask you guys to respect us as companies and understand if you see somebody with one thing but don't see the other one, guess what? It's because we got different specialties. I specialize in being sexy, so you will always see my company with lingeries. You got some companies that they do more high-end stuff. That's them. But we're all there to make money. So please don't disrespect us. And guys, when you come to Atlantic City, hold your liquor, because the next one who gets touchy-feely up in my booth, I'm going to forget that I'm in Atlantic City, and I'm going to go straight up hardcore female on you. I'm not going to Detroit. I'm going to go female on you. You know, I understand that you used to be in around the adult stars, but guess what? Even the adult stars don't give you permission to just grab their titties and ass at whim. Okay?
That's right.
And rest assured, if y'all don't know a damn thing about me, I'm an educated hood rat, okay? You know, I'm a businesswoman, and I will put your ass in check. And I've been holding this in, but I think because I'm sick, a whole lot of shit been coming out lately.
Well, you know, this is your 1 year anniversary, so at the end of the day, you know, tell them how it is. You know what I'm saying? This is your life. This is what you go through, you know?
Well, this is the 1 year anniversary for the show. I've been selling toys since 2006. So I've been in this industry for a minute, and I've had a chance to see what goes on. The Exoticas, this is my third year doing them. That's how, when you guys hear me talking, this is what's me. And, Mo, I'm kind of pissed at you because that means your ass was in Atlantic City. I ain't see you. You probably walked past me and just thought, oh, that's just some couple of sexy bitches and kept walking. I don't need no toys.
Hell no. Mm-hmm. I came to your booth. Didn't you have Brianna Bliss at your booth?
No.
No? Okay, so yeah. Yeah.
No.
I might have. It probably was one of your competitors.
Again, Brianna Bliss is very good friends with the owner of the Toy Closet. So she was probably over there. Like I said,
okay.
I know who. Like I said, that's why I said, among the black companies, we don't compete. You know, we know each other. Because each one of us has somebody who is true to us. Naomi deals with Twisted Cherry and with myself. So, you know, I know who as they say, we don't know who everybody is, but when we had them conversations, you got to realize when we get there, we see each other before the crowd see us. So, you know, we like, what's going on? Damn, you look tired. You need to sit down. And then everybody who know me, they know that we wear corsets. So I know you didn't come to my booth because, see, I had my sexy child up in there. I had the little all curves. Because So Sincere Entertainment came by, and he was on my show. Damn, this is bad. I'm going to get my ass kicked by somebody for forgetting their name. But I had a few people that came by the booth, as a matter of fact.
Shout out to So Sincere. That's my dude as well. Definitely a friend.
Lil Freaky.
Oh, Lil Freaky. That's my boy, too. That's the union. That's the New York union. That's how we do. Freaky, D-Wise, Lee Longwood, Seven Comfort, you know, all of the guys out there in Brooklyn, you know, holding it down while I'm out here, you know, going. I call this trip my Mecca trip, you know, because, like, you know, as any of them, we've been in the trenches in New York, you know, for a couple of years, and, you know, it's definitely a fight. You know, it's totally different being in L.A. from New York, where it's like you got to fight for scenes, you got to bring the girls, you know, you got to stay on the directors and the producers to get things done, opposed to being out here where, you know, it's just like a 9-to-5. You know, you don't get weekend shoots too often, you know, out here on the West Coast, you know. So shout out to all the unions, all the dudes, you know, that know us and know how we get down in New York and how, you know, we also built our own brand from basically nothing. You know, shout out to all of them.
Because CJ Strokes came by. Like I said, that's how I know you ain't come by, because I know who came by my booth. I had too many folks coming by my booth in Atlantic City because we was fending them off. But, see, we was in Star Valley. So we was right there in Star Valley. So we had Gemini Lavelle and all them down from us. And Destiny Dreams was like across from us. And Sarah J was there. As they say, the whole crew was up in there. Because then Missy was over in the spotlight area. So believe me, that's how I know.
Yeah. How was all my peoples there with you and I didn't stop by at all? You sure you ain't see the chocolate guy with the suit on? You sure?
You know what? Okay, you know how many folks was in Atlantic City? And you probably saw me and just, you know, was like, okay, and kept walking. But I had on a corset the whole time. The same way you saw me in Vegas with that white, well, you saw me in the white dress because I dressed for the white party, which I won't be doing no more white parties. Not in Vegas.
Yeah.
I like the back party better. I got to give a shout out to the whole crew, Mistress C, Mistress Thick, and all them. Y'all threw
shout
a bomb ass
C,
party.
Yeah.
Y'all threw a bomb ass party. The white party.
Now, that's the one that I came to when I came and sat down with y'all, right? Or
yeah,
was
that
it
was
another
the
one.
That was the black party at Vinyl. That was the one that Mistress
okay.
C and Mr. Stick put on at Vinyl.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, I see you had a party and she didn't invite me. Me and her be mad. I'll be hitting her right after the show on Twitter. Like, Mistress C, how you going to have a party and you don't even invite me? You know how we do. We do the Black and Mild exchange. So that's my
well,
home
you know
girl,
what?
For real.
They did two nights. They had, I think it was Thursday night and Friday night. Was their party because I didn't go the first night, or it might have been Friday and Saturday. I can't remember because I know that, you know, her party is the one that I like better. I ain't going to lie to everybody. AVN, get your shit in order, and I'm going to put this out here, and I know AVN slams me all the time when I talk about them. I don't give a fuck because I'm going to get mine, but I'm going to put this out there. If you're going to do a true red carpet with a step and repeat, first of all, know what the fuck a step and repeat is and quit having your little mini wannabe bodyguards saying what people is because I'm looking at these actresses and truly, ladies, and I'm going to call everybody out, black and white. When you step on that red carpet and you don't know what a step and repeat is, I'm going to educate you. Because I know y'all think that I don't know shit. Guess what? I've been doing red carpets a while. And a step and repeat is what they do in real Hollywood. I'm going to call y'all the way it is. You go, you take your picture. The photographers are calling you. You pose again another direction. You might be posing three or four times. That's what a step and repeat is. And these little fake-ass bodyguards y'all got and not being able to get into the white party, there's no reason why I should not have been able to get into that damn party, considering I was VIP.
Damn.
Y'all telling me I got to find another damn space to go to because you're telling me these other folks are more important when I pay for VIP seating? Never again. That was a rant for me. And on top of that, hopefully if all funds go right, I'll be throwing my own damn party. Fuck y'all.
Okay.
This year frustrated me because my intentions was going to the white party. And it was going to the white party right, and I wasn't happy. And AVN do this shit all the time and don't have their stuff in order. And if you're going to do a VIP, you make sure people pay for VIP. Them motherfuckers go to the head of the motherfucking line. I shouldn't have to pay for table service to get into the goddamn club early. Period. And I'm not going to do it. I paid to be VIP. If you want me to drop a grand for table service, oh, you better rest assured. If I drop somebody for table service, I'm cussing out all you motherfuckers. So, you know, I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to sit there with my high heels on and my purse, and I'm going to pull out my motherfucking credit card and swipe that shit and not have it rejected. And you're going to take me to a decent table. Because, see, I know how they do. And I know enough club promoters in Vegas and club hosts to know how to get up in them bad boys. But that's another subject because that, like I said, Mr. C, Mr. Stick, y'all had it going on. Big shout out to Nina Hartley. You know, black party, off the chain, white party, kiss my ass.
I'm not going to lie. I was there with my white friends. Even though I wasn't wearing white, you know, I think I had on a pink shirt and a gray vest and some jeans on or something. But, you know, I got there hella early. I think we probably was the first, if not second, group of people to go in. So, like, when we got in, it was still kind of just, you know, filling in. But I kind of left a little early because I had like, two shoots the next day. So I didn't even really stay for the whole party. I just kind of turned it up on the dance floor like I do. And then I two-stepped my ass on up out of there and, you know, took it back to the room. But, it was cool. I went to most of the events. I don't think I went to all of them. I know this year I was actually more mild-mannered than I was last year and the year before because the first 2 years I was just up all night having the time of my life and didn't give a damn about, you know, the politics behind things. But, you know, this was my first year being nominated, so, you know, I tried to have a little decorum and try to leave, you know, leave early and show up on time and stuff like that. So, you know, I had a good time for the time that I spent at the party, but I definitely was out of there before a lot of, you know, the people tried to get in the event. I called it an early night. So I probably missed out on all the craziness that probably went on towards the end of the night.
Well, craziness, look, we left vinyl, what, at 3 or 4 in the morning? Yeah, that was real crazy. That was real early, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, you know, yeah, for me, I'm the kind of guy, like, I'm out, like, when I go out and have a good time and party, it ain't a party unless the sun coming up. And the sun, you know, if the sun ain't touching your back when you're walking in and you're doing that walk of shame into the hotel, that means it wasn't a good night.
I don't think it's a walk of shame when you walk into the hotel and the sun come up. Actually, this was the first time because I didn't realize. I know you probably saw me when I was like, God, I'm tired. And I didn't realize that that was the beginning of me being sick when I was out there because I went to my hotel and I laid down. And I didn't wake up until Sunday. So I knew it wasn't good for me. But, no, normally, see, you know how it is coming from the East Coast to the West Coast. I'm normally up until 8 in the morning when I'm in Vegas because I don't get adjusted. And this was the first time where I could say that I got knocked down 2 days early because normally I don't get knocked down until I come back home when I'm trying to readjust. But I got knocked down out there because normally, literally, I'm the person that they're looking at because at 2 in the morning, I'm walking the strip. And at 6 o'clock, if I can't get into the gym in the hotel, I'm running the strip. So for me not to be out there running or something, that's why I said, I had my running clothes with me. I made sure I exercised while I was out there. And then I walked everywhere. So.
Yep, that's how you do it. I tell people all the time, like, I walk at least 3 miles a day. Like, you know, I'm not one for the gym. You know, I tried that last year. It kind of fucked with my swag, you know what I'm saying? Like, as much as I want to be cut up and, you know, be tight like some of the other male talent, it's like the gym and the working out ain't for me. I'm one of those stay in the house, you know, smoke a blunt, chill, relax, work out the pussy. Like, that's my workout. That's my full body exercise right there, you know what I'm saying? So I did a lot of walking in Vegas. I actually walked the more residential areas, trying to find the banks to cash some of them damn checks they was giving me. I was out there walking my ass off.
You should have asked me. I could have told you where the damn Chase was. I know where the Chase and the Bank of America is there. And the credit union.
I know I was on Flamingo. That's what I was saying. I got very comfortable with Flamingo. Actually, going on Flamingo so much, I was actually able to find that cowboy boot store where I got me some custom snakeskin boots that I was on the red carpet with. That a lot of people was like, Mo, you crazy. You tripping. You know, but, yeah, like.
Yeah, I know about
going like
down Flamingo because UNLV is down there. Jack in the Box is down there. The CVS is down there. The bank is down there. I even know where the Verizon store is.
God damn.
I know where the grocery store is. I know where the Verizon store is. I know where the no-name cell phone store is. Oh, yeah. That's how much I be up down there. And that's how much walking I do. I know where Jack in the Box is. I know where the Chase Bank is. Like I said, I know where the actual Verizon store is. I know where the Dollar Tree is at, the CVS, the Rite Aid. No, they ain't got a Rite Aid. But I know where the grocery store is. I even know how to catch the bus out there.
Hell yeah. Oh, no. Oh, hell yeah. I got very familiar. Like, I sold my car before I moved to L.A. So I've got very familiar with the transportation system, you know, being from New York and riding the subway all the time, it ain't nothing to me to hop on a bus, you know, ego or no ego, you know, get on that bus, it'll take you where you gotta go, cause I ain't gonna lie, I like Vegas, but they cab system is crazy. It's like, it don't make no sense that you can go 10 miles or 2 miles and it's always gonna be $30. I don't understand
I don't ever pay 30. I never paid 30, but then you know what? I got a good rapport with the cab drivers out there because you wasn't there when I had to leave and go back to my hotel, but I had spent my money because, you know, with me doing the toy thing. I can't say the toy thing. With me buying toys, you didn't see me when I had new products that I'm getting ready to put on my website and some other stuff. and I need to go to the hotel and change. So I had spent all my cash, and I don't like pulling out my credit card. So I got a cab, and I looked at the cab driver. I was like, listen. I was like, I know where the credit union is. I said, I need to go to this ATM. I said, depending on how much my cab fare is, depends on how good or bad your tip is. I said, if my shit is astronomical and over this amount, your tip ain't going to be that good. I said, but if you give me everywhere I got to go and this, less than this, I got you. Guess what? I got hooked up because he should have had that. He should have had that meter running when we went to the ATM. He turned it off, got me to my hotel, got me there. I tipped him. He took care of me. Boom. The most I've ever paid for a cab going from my hotel. No, I'm not telling you guys what hotel I was at because y'all know I never disclose what hotel I stay at. But my hotel is on the Strip. And going from the Strip down to the Hard Rock, I've never paid more than $10 ever to go from my hotel down. But see, I walk from my hotel to the Hard Rock. What I do is I catch the cab back from the Hard Rock because it's normally dark and my feet, I've been on my feet all day. But I walk down to the Hard Rock. That's how I know about that CVS. You know, they got a good Thai restaurant there too, a very good Thai restaurant off Flamingo. See, I told you. I know the casinos doesn't change their names. That's how much I'm in Vegas. Because Terrible's is now a new name.
Silver Sevens now, I think. So.
Yeah, see, that tells you that I be walking and paying attention. I was like, oh, Terrible's changed their name. And I don't do the slots, but I hit at Terrible's. One year I was in Vegas before I was leaving because my plane didn't leave like until really late. And I was at the hotel. I was like, I got up. I walked down to Terrible's, hit their slots. I hit on the penny machine because I don't gamble. I was like, oh, shit, it's time to go.
I paid
with money. It wasn't a whole lot of money, but it was more than I walked in there with.
That's how I look at it. I mean, a couple of days I hit the tables in Hard Rock, you know, I used to be a stone cold gambler. I mean, like, literally, I used to have my own little shuttles, have people jump in the caddy and pay me, shoot them up there. We'd be back before 8 a.m. in the morning the next day. And I went in there, and I was on them 25-hour tables, and I caught a couple of good runs. I stacked that bread and got the hell on. People start chit-chatting. So you in the business? You do this? Yeah. You keep talking. Let me watch these numbers. You know, I set that goal and say, okay, when I get to this amount of chips, I don't give a fuck what's going on around me. I'm out of here. You know, and I was fortunate that I really didn't lose. Between the three times I played, I won every time, and then I went over to the Flamingo. Right before I left, I stayed a couple of extra days, and I hit over there, too, and I got my ass right on that Metro bus, that Mega bus, caught it for $12, and took my ass right back on down to L.A., said, I'm out of here. I'm not going to take an L, because every other year, I get it out there, I get to hanging out, get to getting caught up with the movement, and next year I know I'm down a couple of hundred. So this year, I actually walked out of there a winner. All the way around. I was not mad this year.
We got another caller, so I'm going to take this call because, damn, we've been I told you we'd be chatting it up. I'm going to take this caller. Hey, Randy, you on the air with Miss B and Motor Monster. How you doing tonight?
Fine. I just got home from work, got my drink on. I did a little karaoke. And right now I feel a little boo right now, but other than that I'm fine. I just wanted to tell you what I did since the last time I talked with you 2 years ago. I want to tell you what I did. I got to tell you this. I'm sort of like writing a blog for guest blogging for someone. They asked me to write about my 33 years of watching porn. So far I'm up to chapter 9.
Damn.
So I had to think really, 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 really hard about what I'm going to write. So should be in some blog near you. I'll DM you the details on that. So
Yeah, keep me abreast on that.
Yeah, I will do that. I missed you last week.
You know, this flu took my ass out. It took me out. I thought I was ready to come back when I came back the week before, and my body said, no, don't do it. So I took another week off. But you got a question for Motor Monster?
Yes, I just wanted to know. This is my first time heard of you. And if you're on Twitter, I'd like to follow you. And just wanted to know, how long have you been in your type of business that I need to know? So this is my first time hearing of you.
Okay. This is going into my fifth year, so I started in January 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Probably haven't heard of me much because I've only been out here for about a year now. A lot of stuff that I've done was for a lot of smaller companies, a lot of independent companies on the East Coast, mainly New York. But, I've been around for a while. It took me a little longer to get to L.A., but that's mainly because New York didn't want to let me go. Like, mm-hmm. you know, every time I would leave, they would, you know, throw a couple of girls in front of me and say, Mo, we got some shoots, man. Don't leave, you know, stick around. But, yeah, definitely you could see me on Monsters of Cock, on Bang Bros. I'm on four titles for Lethal Hardcore. I'm also on Adam and Eve's release that just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Key Party 2. I'm also on Gangland from Devil's Film. I'm on Gangland Cream Pies 28
mm-hmm.
With Jennifer White. A lot of the stuff that I've done kind of came out towards the end of last year to some of the stuff that's coming out now. There's a release, a Black on Black release that I did with Black Market called Black Cherry Cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new gangbang series that they're working on, starring Chanel Hart and Callie Sweets. There's definitely a lot more stuff you'll see me. And also, I go by two names, so if you don't see Mo the Monster, which a lot of them don't use,
mm-hmm.
you'll see Mo Johnson.
Uh-huh.
So I'm evil one for those you'll see this one.
And have you won any awards, you know, like AVN or EVN or what have you, for your work?
Well, I just got on the radar, like I was telling her earlier in the show. I just kind of got on the radar with the mainstream porn stuff. So last year was basically my first time being nominated. I was nominated for XBiz and AVN for Best Male Newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't win either one, but I did win. I don't know if you're familiar with the Dr. Susie show. I won an award for Best Male Ejaculator on her show.
Male Ejaculator, wow. Wow.
I know, it's a pretty title, but yeah.
Wow. Did you, Best Male, I bet you let it all hang out, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, I think they had about six girls on stage. And, they was kind of, a lot of girls was kind of scared to actually, you know, go in on the oral. So it started as a mini oral situation with one of the girls, and then it turned into more like a hand job with some of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was definitely a massive load. I mean, I think it was on Amore Hilton. And, I mean, like, literally, like, I covered her whole chest. It was,
wow.
It was a hell of a pop shot.
Hey. Wow. Yeah, that's really something right there. Yeah. That's really something. Let me ask you this. Will I see any of your stuff in, I know it's, you probably have it on the internet. Everyone has stuff on the internet now. Will I see any of your stuff and so, like, the adult stores, like, when they sell DVDs, or
yeah,
they don't...
Yeah, definitely. Like, the movies that I named, the one for Lethal Hardcore is in the adult stores, the Gangland, Cream Pie is also in adult stores. The Wicked movie is in adult stores.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it will be in adult stores. It hasn't been released yet. The Black Cherry Cheerleaders, which just been released last week, is in the adult stores. So a lot of the stuff you'll see me, Lethal Hardcore, Devil's Films, and with the Black Cherry Cheerleaders, I'm actually on the front cover with the actual girls. So you can basically know it's me because, I mean, other than Wesley Pipes occasionally wearing shades and, you know, Johnny Depp sometimes wears the shades, but I'm pretty much the only male performer, you know, black male performer that only wears shades. I think I've only done about two titles where I actually took the shades off, and one of them was for Adam and Eve, and even on Adam and Eve's cover, I'm actually on the cover with my shades on.
Okay. Wow, that's something. Yeah, I guess keep looking for it because some of the adult stores in my area, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. Some of the adult stores in my area are sort of like dwindling down. So we used to have adult stores from one or two blocks. But right now, it's, from what I've seen, there's only about three or four that I know of.
What do you know, Randy?
Yeah.
I was going to say, a lot of the lingerie stores that sell toys are carrying movies, and that's what they're really switching over to. The stores that are catering to couples that sell toys and lingerie, a lot of them have movie sections.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about that. I'm serious. I did not think about that.
Okay, and like I said, like you asked before, if you want to follow me or if any other fans want to follow me, my Twitter and Instagram name is MOE_THE_MONSTER, like the energy drink.
Yes, yes, I will definitely find that. Definitely will find that.
What should be posted on Instagram? I'm going to have to
follow that. I put the G-rated pictures, you know, I just got a new phone.
I might have to, I might have to go on Instagram more. I can't say nothing because I don't be on Instagram really. I'm normally putting corny ass quotes up on Instagram. I can't get into Instagram. I've been trying to come up with a catch for Instagram. I can't get into Thong Thursday. I can't get into Titty Tuesday. I've been trying to figure out, and I just can't get into Instagram. And I love the camera. But what I don't like is taking pictures of myself because every single picture I look like Moby the motherfucking dick,
No.
Shit got to be retouched. I got to have a motherfucking second airbrush and retouch,
Hey, Miss V, you're fine just the way you are. I mean, come on. I look at your Twitter pictures. My favorite picture out of all pictures I've seen is the one where you have when you're football jersey and you looking, the football jersey thing. That was my favorite
picture. That's because I ain't got no damn clothes on up underneath that bitch. That's what you call, that was the best picture that photographer did. And that picture was taken like at 3 in the damn morning. Do you know how hard it is to pose with a football jersey, 5-inch heels, and a damn football in your hand? And trying to make it look sexy with the name of your company on your back, that shit is not easy because you got to get hair in place. You know what? I'm so glad my damn stylist is gay. I don't know what to do because he saw more titties and ass in my photo shoot. I just like, fuck it, here. I got to change real quick. I was like, can I get some bronzer?
I mean, so far I haven't seen titties or ass. I mean, I've seen
ass.
That's
because I was changing, but... it's not, I just don't get in front of that camera easy. I had to get bronzer, and my doggone wig had to be done right, and then he had to readjust it, and they had to make sure I was holding the doggone shirt right. That was a lot of damn work on that picture. That's why I said, selfies don't do me no good. I got to have to retouch shit, get the angle,
But you know what I do. I normally don't do the selfies at all. But what I do is I take pictures of experiences that I'm going through. Like if I'm on set, I'll do a little small video, or I'll take a picture of the girl I'm about to work with, or if I'm at, like, some banging-ass mansion that, you know, you only see on TV, I'll take a picture to show you this is where we're shooting at. Or the main thing I always do, which a lot of people got tired of, is I always used to show what food I'm eating. Like, that was always my big thing.
My thing is my food. It's like I did all kind of pictures of my food in Vegas. But I did that because, you know, you mentioned Papi Chulo earlier. Papi Chulo wasn't able to come to Vegas this year, so he asked me. He's like, I want to live vicariously through you while you're in Vegas. So a lot of pictures I took in Vegas were not for public showing, but for him. So it's like I took all kind of pictures that he asked me, and I'm sending him pictures, you know, because that's my boy. He is so sweet. I love Papi Chulo. So when you mentioned his name, I do. He is so nice. I mean, he's like one of the nicest people in the world and down the earth. He just keep it real. But when he said he couldn't make it to Vegas, he asked me, he's like, well, you send me pictures. So I spent the whole time, every single thing I ate. And then I did the same thing in New Orleans because Anthony B. told me to send him some gumbo when I went to New Orleans. I sent him a picture. I did post that on Instagram. I kid you not, I posted that on Twitter and Instagram because he's like, I want some gumbo. So I did a picture. I was like, I did the gumbo jambalaya and something else. So my Instagram pictures are normally quotes of how I'm feeling. Like I'll talk about a relationship or something, you know. Or when people piss me off, I know I went through a phase because people was pissing me off. So I went and got the messages and said, what part of I don't give a fuck don't you understand? You know, I'm serious. That's the stuff I be posting. I really don't. I did pictures on my way to Vegas, you know, and then I do a lot of, whenever I take pictures, especially if the boobs are really big, I'll take a picture of my boobs. You know, I'll be like, can these bitches get any bigger? Because it seems like at certain times they just swell up. But I don't do, like, ass shots, and my face shots, I always look fat. But, yeah, I'm going to have to check out your Instagram. Now I know. I'm going to have to.
I got my little new phone now, so I'll be editing over the nipples and over certain things. So now I'm starting to get a little bit more creative with the pictures.
Wow. I mean, Ms. V, I know I haven't seen your tits, but I can imagine in my mind you probably have nice tits. I'm sorry. I mean, you shouldn't go down on yourself like that.
You know what? I just keep it real. You know what? I know what I like. My body image is very important to me, and that's why I tell everybody, I can't wait till I can go back working out the way I want to and get back the size I want to be. I understand what you're saying, but I just tell everybody, at the end of the day, I got to be happy with me, and I'm a cheap bitch. I hate going shopping for clothes. If I can't get into my damn size 7 and 8, you know, me and 12 and 16 and all that shit, we don't like each other. Because they not cute, you know. And I tell people, when you big, now I'm being honest, ladies, I'm going to put it out there. Just because they make the shit in your size don't mean you're supposed to wear it. So if your ass is a size 44, round, and they got some damn Madonna see-through lace shit, take a good look in the mirror and wonder if it's going to look good. Because if it look good on the runway model, that don't mean it's going to look good on you. And all colors don't look good on everybody.
Well, you know what I say, you know, and that's one thing I learned in being in the business and, you know, just seeing things. Every genre, every type, every woman has a niche. And even what you may think is not sexy, somebody going to find sexy. You know what I'm saying? So I always say, you know, do your for free. You know, because somebody going to love it. Believe me when I say somebody going to love it.
But some people are just wearing it because somebody said it was cute, and I'm telling you, because I tell everybody who know me, if you see me walk out my front door and I don't need to have that shit on, walk up to me and tell me, you know what, bitch, turn around. Because, see, sometimes people wear stuff and people say it look good on them and they don't want to tell them the truth. I'm real honest. If I walk out the house and I look like I'm going to sell pussy on a street corner and you know that ain't the look I'm going for, you tell me, what corner are you going on? If I look like a $5 hoe, you know, let me know if I look like a $5 hoe, because 9 times out of 10, I wasn't going for the $5 hoe look. I'm a you can't afford me hoe. So, you know, if you see me and I look like I got the $5 hoe look, I want to know, because
I'm not a $5 hoe. I want to be the, you know what, I'm going to speak to her, but I know I can't afford that hoe. See, that's the look I go for. And I tell people, sometimes you look at clothes. I put on clothes that it looked cute on somebody else, and I put it on, I was like, oh, that shit ain't cute. So that's all I'm saying is that just because they make it in your size don't mean they look good on you. Body, what looks good on bodies, and I'm going to tell this to all ladies, and I say this because I was blessed enough to raise my children, and they went to a school where the children were allowed to speak freely because it was a very small school. And the eighth graders, 1 year, put out a newsletter, and it was directed at a parent. And this parent was older than me at the time. At the time, I was in my late 20s, and this parent was in her 40s, very nice-looking woman, you know, not ugly. But as we age, some of us, you know, start getting bulges in certain places, and they put a newsletter out, and we all knew it was directed at her, and they said, spandex is a right, not a privilege. No, they said it's a privilege, not a. They said no. They put in there. They was like, spandex is a privilege, not a right. And they put that out there because we all know we done seen them folks with them stretch pants on that you be like, really? You might as well just go and put on a pair of muumuu. It ain't.
Oh,
anybody
boy.
Who sees me in the summer know I love the most sexiest thing in the world to me is people not seeing your body. And I'm very adamant. The only time I really show my body is when I do exoticas in Vegas and all that. Normally when I walk around, I always wear very loose clothes, not because I'm ashamed of anything, but I found out that the men that I've dealt with and even my man, what's sexy to him is wondering what the hell is there. If you already know what you're getting, you could go, you know, why bother to approach it? If you know that, you know, the curves are a certain way already, but if all you're seeing is a nice pushed-up breast, you know, but a person who's well-kept, it's more sexy. And I've had more men tell me that I'm more sexy when I walk around in loose clothes than when I put on tight clothes because it's more appealing.
Hmm. Wow.
Mo likes sitting back like, okay, here she go.
you already came to my judgment. You told me from the beginning. You said I am not available, so I just got to be good. I got to be good on this one. I'm gonna keep my mouth quiet. I'm just
listening. You don't have to keep your mouth closed. This is the no judgment zone. No judgment zone. And my other half already know how fucking crazy I talk. If he didn't, I wouldn't be able to. Listen, I wouldn't be able to do this show if he didn't know how crazy I am. I flirt with every damn body. I'm a natural flirt. He knows that.
Yeah.
And considering that he travels with his job, he already understands. He knows what I have to deal with, and he knows when I get a little bit insecure and I make my little comments. So, you know, as they say, you know, you can make comments, we just don't go no further than comments.
Right.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask both of you guys, because I'm coming down to the last 15 minutes. And, Mo, I'm going to ask you this. Before, I'm going to take you to the V-spot real quick. And, Randy, you know that. You don't even chime in, Randy, because this is all about Mo. Mo, the V-spot is where I ask questions that are totally uncensored and unfiltered. You never know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth or what I'm going to say. So are you ready? Because I got a couple of questions I'm going to ask you. I always have to ask these questions because if not, I'm not doing my job. This is what my listeners like to hear.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get ready for this. Hold on. Yeah, all right. Go ahead and shoot.
Okay. This question I got for you. I want to know, since we know that earlier we talked about eating pussy and you said that you've just not gotten into it, when was the last time you just had a fucking pussy that you buried your head in that you didn't want to come out of?
Oh, wow. I had to give it to one of my exes. I ain't going to say her name. I ain't going to give no free advertisement. But, yeah, it was a party. I think I was shit-faced, wasted. And I think that's when I first experienced what it is to satisfy a woman with the tongue, because she kind of, like, showed me, like, okay, I was hitting this one spot, and she was like, yeah, that's cool, but hit this spot. And it was like, once she kind of showed me that's the spot, I was on. She put me on. I ain't going to lie. She put me on. And I think I probably sat there and was going on for about 2, maybe 3 hours straight. Didn't even realize the sun then creeped up on me. My face was all buried in her bush. I ain't going to lie. She done turned me out on the pussy eating. She turned me out.
Okay, my other thing is that, do you like a woman who squirts or one that just holds it in?
See, me and squirting got a love-hate relationship. Because some girls, they think they squirt and they just paying. You know, and then there's some girls that actually squirt. But squirting is actually something that I've learned in the business that has gradually became a low-key fetish of mine in my personal, where it's like, once I know you could squirt, if I don't make you squirt every time we go at it, I don't feel like I did what I was supposed to do that day.
So do you just make her squirt, or do you slop it up? You know, because there's,
well,
you know. I told you, I was getting all up in there.
Well, with me, you know, I'm moderately freaky, you know, when it comes to shit like that. But I probably once or twice might have just came in my mouth just because of the fact of where I was when it happened. But, I mean, I ain't the type to be like, come on, baby, aim for the mouth, you know. Let me suck that down, you know what I mean? But as I get older and as I get deeper into my explorations of this porn and my sexuality with these women, it could potentially be something that I may get into. It could be.
Okay. And I know that the listeners, they wanted to hear that, because I always ask the questions. Don't want nobody else ask. See, those are simple questions. Those aren't interview questions. Those are straight-up curiosity questions.
Okay.
Hey, I'm piquing the curiosity of people want to know, because, you know, there are females who watch your films and they want to know, because some people just do it for the, you know, it is a job. It is a job. And you want to know, is this person like this off that screen? Or is this just a 9-to-5 that they go to? And when they come home, you know, it's regular vanilla, you know, missionary stuff. So had to ask. But
I respect it.
You know, I sell toys. And I'm always curious as to what other people's favorite toys are. So, Mo, what is your favorite toy to use or to watch others use or to use on a person?
Or
do you have one that you use?
Oh, no. Okay. I don't, like, you know, with my Johnson's ego, I don't like toys to be present. But if there is a toy that's present, usually it's the Hitachi. You know, a lot of girls use that as a male substitute. And, like, everything else in my life, there's always a love-hate relationship. So, I mean, if I feel that the Hitachi is getting more time than me, then we need to remove that from the situation. But if the girl can take the balance of me fucking and, you know, pull the Hitachi out and have it hit them spots, then I'm cool. But if the Hitachi becomes my substitute, then we got to kick that out of here. And them dildos, we got to kick all those out of here. Because, you know, when I'm going in, I like to know, you know, I'm the only one that's satisfying. I'm graduating from being a selfish lover into, you know, caring about only the girl's satisfaction. I mean, I've always kind of been that way as far as, like, if we going in, I want to make sure she come before I come, you know what I'm saying? But when you start bringing toys and stuff in the bedroom, then it's like, okay, I have to step my game up.
We're going to have to conversate, because, see, as a, you know, we're going to have to conversate, because we're going to have to change your mentality on that, because toys in the bedroom are a good thing. They are a
well,
very good thing.
You know what? You know what? To be honest, I want to make a toy. I want to make a dildo of myself. And
you know,
then,
I sell the gold for that.
Well, we're gonna have to talk about that off air. We're gonna have to talk about that off air. But definitely, like, you know, my whole thing is that if I feel that something else is satisfying a woman that I'm with more than me, then it could become a problem. But, I mean, usually...
It's an enhancer. It enhances what's already going on. That's why, you know what, I'm going to have to just have a whole show on educating y'all on the beauties of having the toys there. I had to, my other half had to be educated also, so don't think that I'm saying, he wasn't, you know, him and my toys, they didn't have a good relationship. Now, they still don't have a good relationship, but when he thinks that I'm being a bitch, he'll sit there and, he's like, okay, I know how to get your ass.
It go both ways, because see, with me, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm an advocate of a female satisfying herself when she feels it's necessary, you know what I'm saying, especially if the man she's with is not able to satisfy her. But me personally, I like to always satisfy the women that I'm dealing with. So if she's not satisfied with me, I would rather bring another dude in to help assist the situation before I would bring a toy in, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that's only because of the lifestyle that I come from, being in New York and it being such a heavy swingers, you know, swingers environment and swingers thing. Then, you know, that's where I kind of, you know, grew from. So I'm more inclined to bring another dude or another female in to help her reach that satisfied, you know, being satisfied, opposed to having a toy. But if it's like some girl, like, I just don't want to share you with nobody, then I'm open-minded for her to have whatever toy that she wants, you know, to get her off.
You know what? We're going to have a convo. You know what? Bring your ass to Atlantic City. We're going to have a nice little conversation. Because, see, I ain't even going to have this conversation on the phone. We're going to have a conversation one-on-one. We're going to have a talk there. Mm-hmm. See, you another one I got to educate. Damn.
It's not education. It's just I'm a Scorpio.
No.
I'm a competitive person by nature. So
ain't nothing wrong
like,
with being competitive. Ain't nothing wrong with being competitive. But you gotta realize you fucking up my business. That's what you gotta realize.
Well, we gotta talk about that dildo mold.
Fucking up my business.
We gotta
Both
talk about that milk that dildo mold. And we can make business.
My man don't want me to have that. We got to get your man up out of that. So let's call it this mold. Fucking with my money. I'm about them Benjamins and them Lincolns and them Franklins. Folks like you don't make, you know, I can't get them, nah, baby. day, no.
I told you, I'm from the Bronx. I'm from where, you know, anything that's taboo can be looked at, you know, in a negative light.
And I grew up in a household where we didn't do all that stuff. My parents' pornos was here just like your parents' pornos. I know I'm going to...
Yeah, I found their pornos. my parents said how their pornos were enough. I done made my own collection. I was always technically a smart kind of kid, so I'd find their pornos and hook up two VCRs and dub the copy and make my own porno, make my own best hits.
See... You younger than me, so I think you younger than me. You probably are. But I'm going to assume that you're younger than me by some years. So, wasn't no hooking up no two VCRs back then when I was seeing them. But then,
no,
I wasn't really trying
to. My era, when we used to watch porn, we used to get the old school porn. All we had was Playboy and HBO Real Sex. And then gradually they came out with Spice, and it was like, what? They showing a hard penis on TV? Oh, that's it. VCR coming out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an 80s baby.
Okay, you know what I was doing in the 80s? Do you know what I was doing in the 80s? See, that's why your ass is silent.
You know what I'm saying? I respect it.
I had my first baby in 89, okay? As a matter of fact, okay. I was living in Japan. So, what I was doing in the 80s and what you was doing in the 80s was different. Because, see, we had the big-ass square VCR, the one where it lift up and you got to put it in there and push it down. Wasn't no copying shit. Because wasn't nobody copying shit. You was lucky if you had a damn VCR in the damn house. And then you look at that damn thing. We had the big mounted, you know, video camera, the one that took like five damn people to hold. They put the whole damn VHS tape in there and shit to try to record the home movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We still got real movies. Seriously, we still got the real movies. So, yeah, it's a big difference. You know, I didn't even learn about fucking oral sex until I watched Vanessa Del Rio. And
okay.
See, I got my lessons from The Devil and Miss Jones, Young Lady Charlie with the damn cucumber up her pussy, and whatever movies I saw when I got to Japan. And they pornos, they was the first ones I ever saw use condom when I was in Japan in the 80s. So believe me.
Mm-hmm.
It's our age difference.
Man, see, my era is the birth of the internet porn. Like, I mean, I remember there was one site, I can't even remember the name of it, but I know. See, I started early. Don't get me wrong. I started early. I started my little sexual escapades at the age of 11. So I was like early 90s. I was getting it in. You know,
you were rich if you had cable. If you had cable when I was growing up, you was rich. You was lucky when we got the one disc with the HBO, you know, where they had to come mounted on your house.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought you was the shit because you had HBO. You know, come on, hey, we got, you know, they see that satellite dish sitting on the back of your house. Ooh, they got HBO. And them people got cable. But that was with the big, big satellite, the big round one that can bring a damn satellite from outer space down. Then you had them. And then people thought you had some loot when you had that because it's like, oh, them folks had some shit. Look at that big-ass mm-hmm. satellite. You dropping two sheets for a damn satellite on your backyard.
We had the black box. That was our thing. That was before cable got digital. We used to get the black box. You pay the guy $300, and you get all the channels until, you know, cable don't cut your line on you. They shut you down. But, I was early 80s baby, but by the 90s I was in full swing. Like early 90s I was in full swing. I started very, very early, so I went through it. But you know, I spent my time, a lot of my teenage years in the music industry and traveling around, so I'm more of a doer. You know, I'm not, you know, a watcher, I'm more of a doer.
I got to thank you for coming on the show because I just got the 90-second warning. I told you we have conversations on this bitch.
That's right.
tell everybody how they can contact you, baby, because I got to do my closing. Tell everybody
okay.
how they
can. If you want to contact me, you can hit me up on Twitter. Once again, that's MOE_THE_monster, like the energy drink. Or you can catch me on Vine, and it's Mo Johnson XXX. Also, you can see me on my two websites. One is mozilla.com, that's MOEZILLA.com, or motormonster.com, all one word. I'm a regular installment on Dog Fart, which is the ones that do Black on Blondes, Black on Krugers, the Gang Bangs, the Glory Holes. Also, you can find me on some of the new stuff that I got spreading to your guests on Devil's Films, also Lethal Hardcore, as well as Black Market. I'm on a couple of their new releases that's coming out, Black on Black and IR.
Wow. Well, I got to thank you for coming on this week. You know, we had a good conversation. I told you, I don't do interviews. I do conversations.
And all I got to do is say thank you for being on the show this week. And we're going to have you back on because, you know what, I want to, you know, I'm hoping that now that you're out in L.A., you direct some more films so we can, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you done got the nomination for Best Newcomer. Now we want to see you get that nomination for director. You know, we as they say, I'm the person who hopes that you get it all. You know, I ain't selfish. You know,
that's right.
See you up
that's
there.
Right.
You
well,
know,
a lot of the scenes that I do for my own sites, I do the directing for. like I said, a lot of stuff. Like I said before, coming to LA, my claim to fame was Hoodflix, which was a site that I didn't own. But they, like, literally license a lot of my home videos. So, like, you know, you see the girl on the A-Train, that's me. It was a scene I did with a girl. She was hanging out a car window. I was doing, like, 80 miles an hour getting a pussy eaten. You know, that's something I directed. A lot of the stuff that I do is not the traditional in the bedroom per se, you know, type of scenes. It's more like I'm into the crazy, wild, raunchy stuff. You know, I like to put the taboo on the type of stuff I direct. Like, you know, a lot of my stuff probably wouldn't be allowed in California, especially how strict the filming laws are. But a lot of stuff that I did in New York was pretty much outdoors off the top. You know, eventually when I do come back to New York to shoot again, if I go back to shoot in New York, you know, I'm working on trying to do something in Times Square or the Empire State Building. Like, that's the type of stuff I like to do, like the wild and crazy stuff.
Wow. Well, definitely can't wait to hear from you. And I want to thank you for being on the show. And, Randy, I want to thank you for calling in. And, yes, I plan on being back. And for everybody, next
You're
week,
welcome.
I'm going to, you know, let you guys go, and I'm going to do my closing. So thank you, guys.
Good night.
I appreciate it, and happy one-year anniversary for your show, and I wish you many more and plenty of good luck, and I will see you at the next convention. I will make sure I look for your booth, and you know that it's me that came through.
Okay, I will talk to you later, baby.
All right, have a good night, love.
You too, bye-bye. And, Randy, I want to thank you. I'm going to do my closing. And thank you for calling in, and then I'll be closing the show out.
All righty. I'll see you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guest tonight, Moda Monster, for joining me. And I got to let you guys know, I've got a lot of great guests that are coming in the coming weeks. You know, we had a little setback with the flu bug, but definitely before the end of the month, we'll be back 100. But if you want to keep on top of everything, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Make sure you like the Facebook page of V's After Dark Pleasure Products. And check out my Google Plus page, Miss V the Toy Lady Jones. I have a group on there that you can join. And that group is a private group, so in there, we talk about sex. We talk about upcoming things. Mr. C does a lot of posts in the group, so it's, you know, it's a place where you can find out about what's going on in the industry, where you don't have to worry about children or anything seeing it. Also, make sure you tune in Thursday to the Ask Miss V show. That's right. Every Thursday, I'm live on the air from 8:30 to 9:30. And this show is all about you guys, where you get to ask anything. That's right. When I say anything, you get to ask about sex. We talk about sex. We talk about the weather. We talk about relationships. We talk about children. This is an hour where you, as the listener, you dictate how the show goes. You set the tone. Whatever your question is, that's what goes on. Also, you can send your questions, for those of you who have questions but don't want to be on the air, to askmissv@thetoylady.com. That's A-S-K-M-S-V at D-A-T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y.com. And I want to tell everybody, I'm so glad to be back, and I, you know, miss talking to you guys. And until next week, I'll talk to you later.